Hey, what up, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about a topic that a lot of us have been trained to think a certain way on from an early age, from what our parents, grandparents, and our older generation has done. And that is the pensions, the retirements, the Social Security, and the savings. Now, I know that this is a very certain touchy topic for many people, especially because at the end of the day, we need to have money to retire. We can't just live off of the state. It's not a viable strategy. And we can't work our whole lives to see what we work for just evaporate in thin air. So we need to be very prudent and careful about where we allocate our capital when we retire. Because imagine if you don't. Imagine if you put it in a risky investment and you lose it all. Then you have to work at Walmart or wherever until an old age. And that's not a good option. So I'm going to talk about why I end up buying Bitcoin instead of opting into the retirement, the pension, and all that. So retirement. I actually just called Vanguard the other day, and I wanted to get some discussions flowing about retirement. And they said to me that the retirement options, the investment options, are selected by the plan sponsor, and they cannot be changed because it's based off of the plan sponsor. Guys, I found this absolutely ridiculous because who are they? Who is the plan sponsor to dictate where I can and cannot allocate my capital? And yes, it has a lot of bonds, a lot of S&P stuff. But at the end of the day, it's really sad to see that they're not giving us any control over our destiny when it comes to capital allocation. They're saying, you know what? This is what you can invest in. And that's it. Good luck. That's what you have. You have what you have, and we're not going to change it. So I found that really sad. I also don't like the fact that it's locked up till 59 and a half. What if I want to retire when I'm 50 and tap into that money? What if something happens and I don't live to that age and I have a certain disease? You know, there's a lot of things about retirement accounts that I don't like, and I get it. We do want to promote savings amongst the population through investment avenues. But I just think it's not the right approach that you get taxed and you get penalized for withdrawing this money. It's really a sad structure, in my opinion. And I don't even think there's enough incentive to do it. And I know a lot of people my generation that they end up tapping into that stuff. So it's like, if you do contribute to it, don't tap into it. But I get why people do. I get why people do, because they see that it's trapped and it's not even your money. You can't take it anywhere around the world. You can't. I even spoke to Vanguard about that. I said, well, hey, what if I needed to go to this country? And they said, well, there's certain countries where you can't access your money. Well, what the heck? That's so silly. Guys, that is so silly. This is your money you worked your whole life on, and they are telling you can't access that money. So I just wanted to call that out, that, you know, it's a big con. It's a scam. I'm not an investment advisor. You got to follow your approach. But I do think we need to be diligent and kind of look out there and see what all avenues there are that we can invest our money. Now, also pensions. Pensions is a huge thing that happened back in the day, where people would allocate so much of their trust and faith in their pension, so when they retire, they can draw upon it for the rest of their life. Well, that's not a good route to do either, because then you're trusting someone to manage the pension in a good way. And some of them are managed well, but some of them are not. And imagine that they bankrupt the pension by investing in a bad asset. Well, that's horrible, because now you had faith and trust that it would be all fine because of the pension, but the company went bankrupt, the pension went under, and now you are screwed. This is not a good way to go either. I really think I can go on and on about all the ways our traditional financial system is completely a scam, but retirement accounts and pensions, these are both ways in which we have been trained that it's ways that you can go and retire. But pensions, what if also the person was malicious in managing the pension? Or what if they didn't outperform the market and the redemption requests exceed the amount of capital? I mean, guys, it's bad. It is really bad. You see it out there right now. People in Canada, people in certain jurisdictions, they don't have the money that they were promised throughout their life. Social Security is another one. Guys, especially my generation, we have lost all faith and trust that we will get our Social Security because of all the people that want to, that they're going to be withdrawing over the next 10, 15 years. It's going to go bankrupt. It's going to go under. It's not going to be worth anything. So we're paying into something that we don't see a future in. So this is also something, if you're a millennial or Gen Z and you think you're going to get Social Security, oh, I guarantee you're going to get a certain amount, but it won't be able to buy you anything at all. It'll be able to buy you a loaf of bread. It'll be able to buy you a few groceries, and that's it. And that's just a sad reality that we are in right now. You pay into it your whole life, a very large amount, and at the end, you just get nothing, just nothing. It's a very sad world we live in, but at the end of the day, at least you know about it now at the age of 30, so you could prepare rather than knowing about it down the road when you're 50 and 60 and you're banking on that. Money under the mattress, I think this is, I mean, it's better than some avenues, but your house can burn down, it can be stolen, it's being deflated away by the government, inflated away by the government. So at the end of the day, money under the mattress isn't a good route because you're not seeing capital appreciation. The stock market pros and cons, it's volatile, you can't move it around the world, you can't, which obviously Bitcoin's volatile, but you can't move your stocks to certain countries. So it's almost like you're kind of trapped where you are. Same thing with real estate. It's stuck in a particular location. What if valuations drop? For example, my parents bought a house in 2002 in Illinois. Very nice suburb, very fancy area, $400,000. And today the value of their house is about $450,000. They paid it off over, 30 years, or they're still, I don't know if they paid it off yet, but essentially the valuation barely increased. That's messed up. And number two, I know people that bought in Arizona for $100,000. Now those homes are all worth $500,000-$600,000. So what I'm trying to say is the area you may have won a jackpot. The area you live in may go up in value substantially. It's not going to happen everywhere there, guys. That's a big thing. So real estate has its advantages and disadvantages, and you can't subdivide it into units of account. It's not divisible, but it does tend to hold value okay over the long run. But I could make the case that other assets can do better, but also can be transferred across time and space better as well. Now, the next one is shiny yellow rocks, commodities, the drawbacks. You know, I think the ability to assay and verify and trust, the ability to assay and verify it yourself is important. And a lot of these shiny yellow rocks and commodities, while they're good in terms of holding up somewhat against inflation, they're not good against the individual being able to bear it, the individual being able to send it from here to Norway. In a matter of an instant, you can't do it that easily. So I think that shiny yellow rocks, they have their big drawbacks as well, but at the same time, it's still better than keeping your cash under a mattress. So I will say this though, Bitcoin, it does, I think the only con is this, or there's some, but I'll say one is, you know, we do want to see a longer 20, 30 year track record. I want to see this thing go through a recession. I want to see this thing overcome governments and overcome all the energy FUD and overcome, you know, issues with the scaling solutions on the Lightning Network and layers above. I want to see that before I go all in. And I'm pretty deep in, guys. You guys know me. I have a podcast on this. I go to Bitcoin meetups. I go to El Salvador, all this stuff. But I do think there are some drawbacks, but it's not, but it's nothing that, you know, everything in life has drawbacks, right? We can't be blind and an echo chamber of what we think is the right thing. We need to be realistic, sensible, open-minded. We need to be forward-thinking about what the future needs to see improve in this asset. And I think Bitcoin, it's better than pensions and retirements. I think because you actually hold the keys. Pension, they hold the keys. Retirement, they hold the keys. Social Security, they hold the keys. Money under the mattress, it's getting deflated. You hold the keys, but it gets deflated. Real estate, you hold the keys, but you can't transmit it across time and space. Shiny yellow rocks, you can't assay it yourself. You can't move it across time and space as easily. And it doesn't go up against inflation as much as Bitcoin. So overall, I kind of covered all the areas where I think there's huge drawbacks with these other avenues. And look, again, like I'm no advisor, no financial advisor, but I do think we need to be open-minded to what else is out there. And I think Bitcoin has stood the test of time pretty well. Right now, it's hovering around 65,000. It may go up to 650,000 in a few years. It may go down a little bit in the next year. There's a lot that can happen in this world, and it's important to remain humble and have humility, but also to be willing to learn and study these things, not just invest, but study them, because the future is honestly bright as long as we keep an open mind, as long as we try to build the future we wish to see, and as long as we're open-minded enough to try to understand how markets work, how money works, and how the future should be structured. Guys, those are my thoughts. I really liked putting this one together. I'm going to keep hustling and throwing these podcasts together because it is amazing. It is a fun time. And I love talking about Bitcoin. I love talking about finance and stocks and investments and all this stuff. So if you have anything at all, please comment below. Please share this podcast and click any links in the description I have to help support me. And at the end of the day, I hope you guys all have a good rest of your day.